my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took it.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of Hate Radio. Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by, well, tonight, that'd be me, HateSec, and our lovely sponsors, Label Joker Incorporated. Radio Hate is the hatenest half-hour on the internet, spreading the disease of our language and theories. On tonight's episode, we'll explore the depths of our souls and hopefully learn more about the things that drive us apart and pull us together too. The Internet Chronicle is the only thing you have left in your miserable, pathetic lives. We love you so much. You just make us so mad sometimes. We're going to get on Skype and dial a few random numbers and see if we can't call somebody. I'll just try to think of a number real fast. We'll get somebody.
It's Chanel. Sorry, couldn't get to you. Leave us at the tone. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you...
Cheryl, this is James from the Internet Chronicle. I'm so sorry you missed our sweepstakes. It was a once-in-a-lifetime offer to pick up the phone and win $10,000. So sorry, Cheryl. Better luck next time. Try another number. Well, let's see if Kilgore wants to get on. I guess he does because he's retweeting promotions for the show. Well, let's just take a look at what's going on. What's going on in the kitchen? Oh, shit. We'll find out right now what's going on in the kitchen. Where's Kilgore?
You want to tell me what this is all about?
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been...
What's going on?
Oh, I like this song.
Let me turn Marv off.
How are you?
No, you're pretty good. This song always makes me think of Weird Al. Weird Al's version.
It was a good parody.
Maybe one of the best of all time. That's loud, though. It's really loud.
I can't tell how loud it is. I never know.
Really loud, man. Why are you so loud?
I'm out of control,
like,
dude.
Scream.
Look, I had the gain set so high. I was recording earlier.
Oh, good. We're on. We're live.
Yeah, we're live. On the air, baby.
You're gonna have to prank these people on your own, though.
Yeah, because we still don't have full integrated Skype support on the Internet Chronicle.
It's okay.
We
I hope they, you know, they better call in quick, because it's a queue alert. Queue alert.
This is a, you know, this only comes for about 30 minutes. Hey, I just prank called somebody.
Yeah, was it good?
They didn't answer, so I told them it was like a sweepstakes, and they missed this opportunity to win money. But
that should be illegal, right? Calling someone being like, you just won $20,000, but you weren't here to answer the phone.
What kind of dumbass believes that anyway? I'm just trying.
Oh, we got one.
I'm trying these numbers, man. Can you hear them all right?
Yeah, it's a screeching loud here.
Is that better?
I guess so. Oh, jeez, though.
Yeah, that was really loud.
An automatic voice message system. 931.
Radio Hate, I was just telling the people, is brought to them proudly by Liebel Droker Incorporated. And on tonight's episode, we're exploring the depths of our souls. Through the lens of Gangsta's Paradise.
You know, my soul's really numb.
When did you first hear this song?
Weird Al.
So you heard the parody first?
Definitely. I mean, I was of the age where Gangsta's Paradise and Coolio would just mean nothing to me.
Well, I'm sorry that they didn't mean nothing to you, man. I wish they could have meant more to you.
Well, it meant plenty to me after I heard Weird Al's version, and then I heard Coolio's version. I was like, hey, that's musically better, even though it doesn't have the funny Amish stuff.
Oh yeah, it was about Amish people. Amish paradise.
Yeah. And it was, you know, just the idea of an Amish person who's got attitude. It's just hilarious to a pubescent teenage boy.
In your face, Amish guy.
Yeah, I mean, other kids were listening to ICP and that kind of shit for a little bit of shock, but...
ODB.
You know, for me, it was... old Weird Al was enough.
Pump that bass in your four-wheel drive. You know Bobby Kimball?
Who's Bobby Kimball?
The ex-singer of Toto.
What about him?
I found this video today of him from a couple years ago playing Africa. It's like, it's worse than karaoke.
No, and I don't want to hear it.
It's his song.
Wow. He's really, it's one of those VH1 Where Are You Now episodes,
yeah,
where they're just in the pits.
He needs to hang up his hat.
I remember when I saw Vanilla Ice, he was like clean and had a mansion still, and he was smiling, and he was like this totally happy guy. I guess he got his money and he got out, you know.
You can't, you can't escape.
Sure you can. A lot of people, they can't, though. They'll go into the gambling den, and they'll, you know, they'll win, and then they'll lose it all because they can't quit, because they feel like they're entitled to win forever, or something like that. And,
is that what it's like when you go to the gambling den?
What is this? No, no, that's not how I do it at all. I go in, and I either lose or I win, and as soon as I'm up a little bit, I feel like, I gotta run. I feel like I gotta go home real quick. I get this, like...
an urge to leave.
Yeah, what is this shit I'm hearing?
Oh, this is Africa. This is...
Oh, I can't hear it, it's, unless you're talking, and it's just... it's really... no. Jesus Christ.
And he keeps trying to drink water, but he forgets that, like, oh no, I can't drink water because my lion comes in. And you can tell he really wants to drink water, and then he's, like, blaming it on sound problems, and he points to the audience like, what?
Didn't he do Lion King soundtrack, too?
I don't know. I thought, I know Elton John did.
Yeah.
Do you like Elton John?
More of a Billy Joel guy here.
Gene Ween went off on his own and did that. He was just a Billy Joel cover act for like a year.
It's a pretty good choice. And I heard that they covered, that was Weezer. Weezer covered Africa. And it's now a radio hit.
Speaking of radio hits, do you know Anthony Cumia from Opie and Anthony show? You know of their show, right?
No.
It was like a radio show, and it became a satellite radio show. It was a big hit. Then they got in a big fight and split up. So Anthony Cumia got his own show, and now that Alex Jones has been kicked off everything, he went on Anthony Cumia's show today. And he was saying some crazy stuff, man. Like,
what did he say?
Listen to this. I isolated this soundbite.
This is scary.
You like?
I don't hear that. Dude, you just gave me a start. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Why do our readers want to hear? Our listeners want to hear us getting raided or something. Jesus Christ.
That kid was throwing computers. He was throwing books around.
It sounded like Barrett Brown was getting raided right now, and I had a heart attack.
It was,
figured someone had busted into your apartment.
Just coming with a... you thought I had a knee in my back that quickly?
You can't play sounds like that. You gotta tell us it's coming.
I said, place. Here it comes. No, I didn't say that. I didn't prepare you
just
at all.
Just play that shit. Oh my God.
I just wanted to hear it because this kid was squealing. And the way he trashes the computer, and the old man is like trying to help him. There was that clip of probably I saw the scariest clip, and it was that guy, his face contorting as they read out his penalty for suffocating a kid.
No, that's not what they did. They just, like, malnourished it, right?
Yeah, that's what they did. They malnourished it.
Neglected.
They neglected it to death. And then the guy's face, when it happened, that was so scary, dude. It was like seeing somebody die.
He thought he was doing the right thing. Yet, he's coming face to face with a society that is holding him responsible for doing the wrong thing. And he's totally shocked that doctors are actually doctors. And that he should have taken the baby to the doctor.
You should have.
Maybe they should have just fed it, you know, I don't know. I think it might have been sick.
They were both charged with what they call felony murder, while in the perpetration or attempted perpetration of child abuse in the
See, you've got to tell us you're playing this shit, because I hear that and I'm like, who's that in your apartment? Back in the background. It's like, God.
She's laying all this heavy shit on him. And his,
face. They can't see the face, man. Why are we playing this?
His face is stretched out. He looks like the fucking Scream mask. And
yeah.
And then he goes into this stare where he's in such shock that you can tell he can't hear the judge or anything. And it's like he's looking into the void, like, you know, and it's stealing his soul right in front of him. It's the scariest fucking look I've ever seen on somebody's face before.
I got some interesting shit today that I was reading. And this will really blow your mind. There's a, there was an astronaut, what was this guy? I'll find the story here.
Was it one of the guys that went to the moon?
No, but he was the first person to take a nap in space. Let me look him up.
He must have been the most relaxed one of the bunch.
He's actually my hero. Oh, no. That was German Titov. We're talking the first American to take a nap on space. Of course, the Soviets beat us to it. Gordon Cooper was the first one to take a nap on space.
This is a patriotic radio show. And
He was involved in... he was involved in... deep sea scanning, right?
All the way at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, looking for subs and underwater threats from the Soviets, right? What is this sound? Are you playing another video? Are we just playing random videos? Or is that someone in the background?
Just carry on with what you're saying.
You got a little trigger finger tonight on the videos, huh? Like, I just keep hearing shit. Okay, Gordon Cooper, yeah, he was the youngest of the seven original astronauts of Project Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Gordon Cooper scanned the fucking underwater, and he found this shit. And he made a map and gave it to his friend. And he's been going around checking all the hot spots where there was weird anomalies that they couldn't explain.
Well, that's pretty slick.
Yeah, it's a Discovery Channel show.
That was pretty smart.
But what they found is very interesting. I'll get to it in a second, but let me go back to Gordon Cooper. He saw a UFO over West Germany in 1951. And he, like many pilots and air, you know, jet pilots, the UFOs like are attracted to warplanes, I think.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. The people who see more UFOs than anybody are these good old boys up in there. What was that movie?
They saw the Foo Fighters.
The right stuff. The aliens see that these guys have the right stuff, and they just are attracted to it. Like
they've got the right stuff.
Get it going on a date. Yeah.
They go fast.
And Gordon Cooper held. You know, he believed on his deathbed that the U.S. was covering up the UFOs, and
he knew.
All the jet pilots know it. I mean, it's pretty, you know.
It's concrete fact. It,
but they don't talk out about it like he does. Yeah, I mean, it's concrete fact, yes, that there are these strange objects that track our fighter jets constantly and appear at our nuclear test sites. And
there are angels watching us.
Interfere. They, you know, you don't know. We don't know what they are. But, okay, so... flash forward to today, and we've gone and checked out one of Gordon Cooper's anomalies underwater. And it's this really strange... what it is it looks like these giant battleship cannons that are sticking out of the ocean floor. And there are these big other features that are nice and flat. And the thing is, they're all cut. It's like the pictures are really unsatisfying, so don't go looking them up. They're just
I'm trying to find them.
You don't want. It's really unsatisfying. They're just covered in coral. And
I'll search for sagging grandma tits.
No. Type in USO Gordon Cooper and look in the news. Exclusive. Discovery Channel treasure hunter claims he's found evidence of extraterrestrial spaceship while exploring ancient shipwrecks beneath the Bermuda Triangle.
Whoa.
Sounds like horseshit, right? But
no.
Then you see the pictures.
This sounds real to me.
Well, there are these things that are that don't correspond to any shipwrecks, historical or otherwise, and the covering, the coral covering them, appears to have been there for too long for it to be any recent kind of artifact.
I can't find anything about this guy.
Well, I'll put the link here for you.
I saw a lot of rabbits and stuff while I was scrolling.
Yeah, there's all kinds of rabbits. You know, the rabbits attacked Napoleon once. He had 1,000 rabbits jump on him.
Discovery Channel treasure hunter claims he's found evidence of an extraterrestrial spaceship. Here we go. There it is. There's a picture of it. It looks exactly like a spaceship ought to look. Well, there it is. That's a spaceship, if I've ever seen one.
Well, there are these kind of long structures that are 300 feet long, sticking out into the ocean. And they're covered in coral that's been there for a long, long time. It could be hundreds of years, at least. Maybe thousands. And, you know, there's really no geological explanation so far. It's a new type of thing. It's very strange.
Well, I can't wait to learn more about that from Dr. Troubadour's excavations coming up in the near future. He says he's going to go out there and just scoop it out. He's going out in a little boat, and he gets to operate the crane arm. He says nobody else is supposed to touch it, and he's going to reach down and scoop out that mess.
Well, let me read some of these quotes. It's almost like there are 5 arms coming out of a steep wall cliff, and each one of these is the size of a gun on a battleship. They're enormous. And there's 5 over here, 5 over there, 15 in total. They're identical formations.
Bill?
In 3 areas.
Hold on a sec. Gotta pause it. We got a caller. We're just going to take this caller. Right. Can you hear it?
Yeah, we're here.
This is Radio Hate, and you're on the air with old Kilgore and Hate Sec. What's going on? It's an unknown phone number. And he's not playing ball.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said that stuff about Hate Radio and all that. You should have been like, hello, this is Q Central.
Q?
Welcome to the storm.
Hold on, I'll say that. Welcome, this is Q Central. Welcome to, you're at the eye of the storm. They're not talking. Let's continue this.
All right. There's identical formations in 3 different areas. They don't look natural. They don't look man-made. Nothing he's ever seen based on his experience, and he has years of experience. They found a lot of shipwrecks, but it doesn't match up to any of those.
When are they supposed to scoop it out?
He wants to scoop it out. I'm not sure if they're going to, though.
They need to send somebody down in there before they go rubbing their dicks on it and, like, actually take samples of the stuff before you even touch it.
Well, they're making a TV show, so it's pretty untrustworthy.
It's all for entertainment.
Yeah, you ever seen that? The photos are pretty convincing, along with his testimony, that there's something interesting there.
This is an advertisement.
Seems like it's something possibly substantial. I don't know.
I heard a voice, and then they hung up. Okay. It was some woman called in.
No.
Listened for a minute and then went, wa-ba-da, you heard it, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear anything. Probably just spook. Anyway. That's what these QAnon people do.
Is that how they send signals to each other?
Yeah. Call into Hate Radio and utter strange ciphers.
I saw do you wanna listen to that kid meltdown again?
No, I don't want to hear any of these videos again unless you get me ready for it beforehand. I'll have a heart attack. You play that kid throwing a computer again.
Let's listen to a domestic dispute.
No, it's not. Our listeners have had enough of this. No, although we hate them, I've had enough of it myself too.
I used to live at that place in Roanoke where we could sit out on the porch and listen to the neighbors fight with each other. They would fight right there on their house, on their street. For everyone's entertainment. You remember that?
Yeah, it's a good, healthy neighborhood. I mean, if you go move to a nicer neighborhood, all you ever hear is the odd shriek of total terror every now and then.
And a lawnmower.
Yeah, that's about it.
Birds chirping at 4 a.m.
QAnon, more like Kuanon.
Oh, you think it's going to be... That's what the storm is a coup?
It's already a coup. It's already happened. Can't you see all the corruption being taken down?
Well, there's a coup in West Virginia underway. Did you hear about this?
No.
They've got a corrupt justice, and they're pushing for a full reset on their state Supreme Court because of one corrupt justice. And if you've seen their
steal the dome,
yeah, if you've seen their capital, it's this giant golden dome.
Like it's the tallest building, actually, in West Virginia.
And it makes the United States Capitol look like trash.
Yeah, makes it look like a joke.
Yeah, I mean they've got they've been like going around into the Supreme Court justices' offices looking at their, he's got this nice parquet wood floor that looks like West Virginia with a different wood for each county, and he's got this $30,000 couch. They all felt it up today and looked at it and said, "Yeah, that's just a normal couch, I guess." And
that's lavish.
And it's a big ripoff. Yeah, and
lavish.
But on the DL, actually, they just want to put in 5 Republican justices and get rid of the Democrat majority. It's a coup.
How can we help them execute this coup?
The old saying, all you have to do is do nothing. All you have to do for evil men to win is just do nothing.
I'm just going to look on and do nothing.
I want the evil men to win.
I'm just going to look
on. So they just got a bunch of like nice stuff though, right?
They just looking on.
Right.
And did you see all of the nice things that Rick Gates got from Paul Manafort?
They were...
No, well, yeah, he was ripping him off.
Did you guys they were like, see those things? Got like a pair of assless chaps or something.
They were peeing on each other.
Tiger skin, I think.
They were on the Epstein Express, right?
They were spanking, fucking, sucking, slapping, rolling around.
Believe. I'm so glad that Q finally took them down.
He leg wrestled them down.
God bless Q.
They were all oiled up. Fucking. And those assless chaps. You guys ever worn assless chaps?
No.
I haven't. QAnon.
Somebody should send you a pair. Donate to Hate Radio. Assless chat.
Terry Schiavo has been around the block. You know, she's a vegetable, and then, I mean, she rotted off the vine. I think they had to pull the plug, finally, right?
She's a vegetable, and everybody hates her.
Is she still alive?
She's dead as a doornail.
Oh, okay.
She was dead before she even died.
Well, you know she rose back from the dead, right? Everybody was like, what the hell? You know?
Resurrect her. The last thing we need is a miracle. No.
You want to find something?
So I saw this thread today on Reddit/sci-fi. It was very strange, because the post was just a it was empty. All it was a link to an empty thread, and it said, "We live in Philip K. Dick's future, not George Orwell's or Aldous Huxley's!" Exclamation point. Now,
I think we're living in Kafka-esque.
It's
a bunch of drivel of weird dreams. People are walking through the event halfway, and none of it makes sense. Next thing you know, you're confronted with the law, and you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, there's an all-powerful bureaucracy that hides everything from you while it's
while it controls you.
Yeah, and it's totally senseless, right?
You're saying it like this is a problem, or like some we should be aware of.
Well. I know Alice's world is Kafkaesque. Mine is not Aldous Huxley, not George Orwell. Mine is Philip K. Dick world. Probably Man in the High Castle. Not so much Android's Dream of Electric Sheep, unless I'm having a bad day.
Do you want to know who writes my world?
Sure.
Have you ever heard of Jeff Foxworthy?
What?
He did You Might Be a Redneck If.
Oh. Yeah. The what's his name?
Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, Jeff Foxworthy, yeah.
You Might Be a Redneck If.
If you live in a Jeff Foxworthy universe.
I remember his stand-up special was talking about him being on Percocets.
I remember listening to his stand-up CD on a trip to... And I was riding through Baltimore as a little Boy Scout and listening to these dirty comedy tapes. I listened to... like Adam Sandler, and that was freaked me out because it was so, it was really fucking, you know, he used a lot of vulgarity and
oh, he's and dirty. That.
But then when I heard Jeff Foxworthy, I was like, holy shit, this guy is.
He's clean.
This guy's in the gutter. No, he was much worse.
Well, you think he was worse?
No, he was much worse. He was like, I mean, and this is from the point of view of a kid, though, so. And it was just adult stuff, and, you know, like, he would just joke about, you know, sex and stuff, and not like the way Adam Sandler did, where it's like, you know, a bodily function that you joke about, but it was like, had a real substance, an adult understanding to it of a kind that I had never been exposed to. So I was like learning about sex from Jeff Foxworthy.
Dude.
And it was really disturbing.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
It's like some tall, lanky guy in a trailer park. Gonna lay it all on the line for you. Dude, here he is at Rodney's place in 1989.
A man had sex like a rocket. He goes right off like that. Off. What are you doing? You can't play this shit just randomly like that.
I warned you. I said, here it comes. Here's Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh my god.
It is hard to be cool with a southern accent. Because it's like people from New York, they come down south, they just fit right in. It's like, yo, pass the freaking grits, y'all, all right? You can't do that with a southern accent. You could take a southerner to a nude beach on the French Riviera, we'd be out there going, damn, this looks like a good place to fish here. Ed, bring the cooler. I found a spot. Going up to naked women. Hey, you don't know where we pick up some red wigglers, do you?
Red wigglers. You know that reference, right?
Yeah, he's going fishing.
He's going fishing, man. Down on the riverbank. And boy, you're going to need some red wigglers.
I don't like the red wigglers.
What does it make you think of?
The worms.
Does it make you uncomfortable?
You got to get the regular old earthworms. The red ones, I just don't catch anything on them, that's all.
I'll tell you what. We'll go to the bait store. And I'll get you set up.
I don't want any red wigglers. I was telling my nice story about Jeff Foxworthy, but
now we're talking about red wigglers. We just brought it down. Killed the momentum of your Jeff Foxworthy story with actual Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, totally without warning. I don't know why you're doing this.
I said it. I don't think you're hearing me.
I mean, no, because I was talking, probably. I was going on, I guess.
Do you want Jeff Foxworthy to come back on?
No. Not unless he's going to play us out and then send this.
You know, it's been a good 37 minutes.
God damn, that's too long.
Now this guy is going to play us out. This Illinois governor.
I'm asking the governor to help me with this demonstration. This glass, I want you to hold, represents corporate America. Fortune 500 companies.
Sounds like Dr. Strange.
It's not that organizations.
Play us out,
Dr. Strange. If you look
Strange
at any corporate website and look at its leadership team, you'll see all white men, a few white women, and just maybe an Asian in technology.
He's black.
This chocolate syrup represents diversity. Women,
chocolate
people of color,
syrup.
People with disabilities, the aging population, Generation X, Y, and Z.
He's going to pour
milk?
It into
it's
this
not
glass
the
of milk
are not diverse, but when you
that
look
the
at
governor's holding.
Diversity sits what?
Governor of Illinois.
At the bottom of the organization. You don't get inclusion until you actually stir it up. I want you to stir it up, Governor. Stir it up. Diversity is the mix, and inclusion is making the mix work. And it actually tastes pretty good, but I'm not going to ask the governor to drink it because it might not be good, but it does taste good.
I'll drink it. I'll
You'll
be
drink
proud
it.
To.
He'll be proud to. There you go.
And you drank
so
it.
So diversity
it's
is
really, really good.
Oh my God.
Well, that's good.
It's really, really good.
It is really good.
It is. I bet that chocolate milk
especially
was delicious.
Especially if he gets that good syrup.
It was Hershey's. I watched that guy rip the plastic label off of it.
I mean, the Hershey's is good, but
the fancy syrup. The coffee syrup.
He's trying to make a point about mixing. And you're talking about this highfalutin syrup. This is syrup of the people, man. This is what they get off their store shelves.
Well, they need some dignity. You can give them some better syrup. And
I say give them that Nesquik shit.
Yeah, fuck that. Ovaltine, throw it out the window.
Let's just give everybody the best syrup we can make.
I think
That's
everybody
right.
should have sugar.
And then we don't mix it. We just pour out the white milk. In the race war.
I think they should build conveyor belts into everyone's apartment.
Maybe just a little to thin it out so that it can be drunk.
To thin what out?
The chocolate. Maybe, in fact, why even have the drink? I just want a chocolate bar right now.
Sometimes I feel like I'm sitting in the darkness of my room. My soul is empty as a styrofoam cup. I wanna crawl back in my mama's womb. Does it turn?
Get out.